gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Halfway through the week, hopefully most of us will be off after Friday. And you got to work next week, man. That sucks. I feel bad. I really do. I remember those days. Oh, it was a pain. Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Check us out online. We put our blogs, our podcasts, all kinds of stuff up at joeandalexshow.com. And feel free to call in anytime. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Alex. Whoa, what are those? What did you bring in for everybody?
Oh, I brought it in for me, my homemade Rice Krispie treats.
You know what the teachers always used to say? If you're going to bring it in, make sure you bring it up for the whole class.
Well, that didn't happen because I've pretty much eaten my whole pan.
Oh my God, are they that good?
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
Okay, cool.
I'm like at my wit's end right now with Christmas shopping. Like, I'm so over it. I'm trying to find stuff for my boyfriend's parents, and it's just like the most excruciatingly frustrating thing I've ever dealt with, because every single thing I suggest, he tells me, oh, my mom would hate that. Well, oh, just, my dad would hate
okay.
that.
If he's
like
shooting
every
you down.
Single thing. And so finally I was like, you know what? I'm done. So I just, the only thing he approved was an apron for her, which I thought was so weird. I've never seen her wear an apron.
That's like a vacuum. Like, hey, go
I
clean
know,
something.
But that's the only thing he would approve. So I got her an apron, and then I'm just going to get her a gift card to somewhere she likes. But I hate giving gift cards. But there are a couple people on my wish list that I'm like, I don't know. I just do not know what to get them. So I'm just like, I'm doing a gift card. And that is the first time I think I've ever done that in the history of Christmases for my friends and family and stuff.
Do you mind getting gift cards?
No, I love gift. Okay, I don't mind it, but I try to be creative in things that I get people, and I like seeing people open gifts. Like, it's fun for me. So if I can, I like to give something besides a gift card.
Okay.
And so it's just like been so annoying. But anyway, I don't know if anyone else deals with that, where they have like super picky either mother-in-laws or boyfriend or girlfriend's parents. Like, what the heck do you get them? If you have a suggestion, please tweet me or DM me on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z, because I need all the help I can get. Producer Porkchop, what's new with you?
Oh, I saw a car accident yesterday.
That's scary.
Oh, that's
was it
sad.
Bad?
Yeah, I saw someone get hit, like a
oh
pedestrian.
Oh my God!
Yikes. A pedestrian?
Okay.
Ooh, did they like fly up in the air?
No, it wasn't like that. It was like downtown. The speed limit's slower. So,
Whose fault was it?
I was sitting at the radio station in the parking lot, and then, like, I heard, like, a sound you shouldn't hear, like something skidding.
Yikes.
And it was it was a car. Like, a motorcycle. A motorcycle tipped over and was, like, skidding.
Ooh.
And then I looked over, and then I saw some stuff. I saw a guy sitting on the curb, and he was... The ambulance had to come. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Like, was it gross? Like, you saw gross stuff?
Not like, it wasn't like extremely graphic, but like, he was definitely bleeding.
Ooh.
All right. You know what? I hate to throw stipulations out there. I really do. Can we have a new rule when we open up the show? Nothing involving like a major injury, unless it's funny. Like, I fell off a ladder. Like, that'd
be kind
of funny.
Well, I mean, it's something you saw. I mean,
okay.
Oh my God.
I can change this.
Please change it.
Liv was worried yesterday about me Christmas shopping for you.
Oh my God.
For me.
Both of you, actually. But I did pull it off, and I have everyone's gifts here. Actually, I'm going to give you what I was going to give you for your birthday for Christmas.
Oh, thank you. That's what I've always wanted.
What you're going
to
get for your birthday is actually coming like Friday. And hopefully Friday. If not, then
next
in the
year.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man.
Well,
all right.
I was going to ask your wife if I should mail it to your house, but she wrote back too late.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate that. Liv, what's up with you?
Nothing besides stressing out yesterday about Porkchop getting these gifts done. I mean, geez. Like, he literally waited till the very last second, and it was giving me so much anxiety.
Because I didn't have the money to purchase it. Not because I'm, like, procrastinator or anything.
Well, whatever. But it was stressing me out. But, yeah, yesterday I actually went to my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. He has, like, 8 billion friends. And one of his friends was playing in a band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, his band was playing around. So we went to this, like, bar last night around, like, 8 to, like, watch him play. And also, like, I discovered, like, a lot of new music. So
Ooh.
That is, like,
what
my dream
What kind of music
night.
Are they playing?
Well, they play like kind of like, indie.
I knew it.
Kind of indie, rock indie-ish. But also the guys that played before them, literally they played a song and I want to have that song like as my first dance with my husband. Like
Whoa.
It was so good. But I love music and I love discovering new music. So like going, it was at like this like weird dive bar.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like actually like a really cute, like kind of fun, like little date night.
That's cool. So does Jewel Daddy know that's your guys' song then?
I told these other girls that were there that were like friends with the guy playing in the band, but I have not told him yet. So
I want my first dance song to be the Beauty and the Beast song, and a lot of people have told me that's weird.
That's so very weird.
Weird.
Very
you think
weird.
It's weird because yeah. like it's saying like Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah,
no,
like
to me it's romantic.
Good. He's ugly.
It's Beauty and the Beast, and also it's weird because it's like that's a freaking kid song.
Oh man, well I guess I'll have to give up on that dream.
Alex's whole wedding party will be like, okay, can we play a SpongeBob song here? And that'll be a good dance for this one.
Exactly.
All right, hey, we got a lot going on today here on the Joe and Alex Show. We're gonna hook you up today at 8/7 Central. Really excited about this with the 12 Dots of Christmas, another Amazon Echo Dot.
Coming up in the garbage, should people be able to copyright movements? This A-list actress has a suggestion for who should host the Academy Awards, and Chrissy Teigen has a way to get picky toddlers to eat.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
I told you yesterday about how Alfonso Ribeiro is currently suing the video game makers of NBA 2K and Fortnite, saying that both games have characters who dance like his Carlton character from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
But TMZ has uncovered a 2012 video in which Ribeiro admits that he didn't come up with the dance on his own.
I stole it from Courtney Cox and Eddie Murphy. It's a combo of all of that, a little bit of me mixed in.
Dance?
The Dancing in the Dark video.
Which
Bruce
one?
Springsteen. When he brought Courtney Cox up on stage, she did that dance, and then it was Eddie Murphy's White Man Dance in his Delirious video.
So now someone else is jumping in on this lawsuit. It's the Backpack Kid, who is now suing Fortnite as well for allegedly ripping off his signature dance.
It was really my mom and my management that did the lawsuit. I'm kind of just a kid having fun in life. I'm just letting the adults do all the busy work. I don't really know the law like that, so I can't really say if they're like taking advantage of me or anything like that. But like from a mom standpoint, like a manager standpoint, they think that they're taking advantage of me.
He went viral back in 2016 when he posted videos of himself on Instagram doing this dance, which is also called the floss.
Mm-hmm.
And Fortnite allows players who win part of the game to do the floss dance. So now he is in the process of copywriting that and says that they're ripping him off. He's suing 2K Sports, who also make NBA 2K, claiming they also stole the dance. And like you heard there, he says he's letting the grown-ups kind of handle the legal process. That makes me think it sounds like his mom was just like, oh, here's another opportunity for us
money,
to make
money. Money.
They need money.
Right. Sandra Bullock said she has an idea on how the Academy should handle their hosting problem after Kevin Hart dropped out.
I think they should randomly pull people out of the audience and make them cover a section. Don't even tell them it's happening. Just put up the teleprompter and go, it's your turn. You're an actor. Figure it out. Genius, don't you think?
Genius.
I just pulled that out of my butt. It should be a random selection.
Would you be part of it?
Sure, I'm not going this year, but if I were there, I would so do it.
William Shatner said that although the Me Too movement is great, he believes that it has become too extreme and likened it to the French Revolution. The 87-year-old actor said, I've got three daughters, ages 60, 57, and 54, and I'm glad that they have more opportunity. At the same time, the movement has become hysterical. The Star Trek legend also doubled down on his support of the Christmas classic song Baby It's Cold Outside after a station in Canada took it off the air due to controversy. He lives in Canada. He defended the song, saying he enjoyed riling people up by playing it and the kick of getting somebody upset about something and playing with them verbally. He also admitted that he's had to rethink compliments to women after recently taking a three-hour training course on sexual harassment in the workplace. He said, it's all about what is harassment. He said, on numerous occasions, I've said before, like, looking good, wow, what a great dress, great legs. But he says, now I've had to change my behavior to quite a degree because it's a revolution. And Chrissy Teigen says she struggles to feed her picky toddler, Luna. The Cravings cookbook author posted on Twitter a laminated menu of meals for Luna to choose from, like ham and cheese Lunchables and fish sticks. She tweeted, I made a restaurant for my 2.5-year-old. Truly, it is much fun. And on the day before, she had complained about her picky eating habits on Twitter. So she's hoping this little menu that she gets to flip through will help her start eating better.
I'm going to tell your mom about this in the Egyptian. So look right? for it for Christmas. You might get that.
I know. Why hasn't anyone ever made me this? I would have loved it and still would love it. Coming up in less than an hour, this star is craving her ex-man's Christmas ham, if you will.
Okay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next, Liv the Web Girl. She's not afraid to tell you things that she doesn't get. This one, it involves some guy named Kris Kringle.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Okay, dumber than... we get it.
Liv, what is the origin story of Santa Claus?
Okay, so like I think that like way, way, way back when, a really old guy with a long white beard was taken captive while treasure hunters were searching for treasure. And then like they all died, but like he was still there. And then he ended up finding like the Fountain of Youth and then like drank it to give him like eternal life. And then like he just wanted to give gifts because he was rich. And I think that's how that was the origin of Santa. I mean, I think I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Well, every week it's like, I feel like I know nothing about the big Christmas toys because apparently we have a new toy that is hot for the Christmas season and it's actually kind of controversial. It's a holiday toy from Hasbro. There's a line of plush spider-like things, which I already know Liv the Web Girl's like, oh, God, no. They're kind of spooters. Do you know what a spooter would be?
No.
It's a spider and like a little scootery toy combined. The creature is like on wheels. You don't actually ride it.
Oh, okay.
But the creature moves faster when you scream at them. Listen to the actual commercial and tell me if you're a parent, you wouldn't say, oh, hell no.
Oh, I love that song.
I knew you would like that as a bop.
I love it. I like literally it gets me so hyped. Like I'm so into it. I wish I could write like kids' toy jingles
you
like that.
You could. Quit wishing and just do it.
I know, but I mean I don't work and like, you know, I don't work
for
one of those toy companies.
You can do it as a side hustle.
This totally does. Could you close your eyes? Imagine Alex singing this.
I love it.
That is Alex. You got ripped off.
If you get, so it says yell loud, toy goes fast or whatever. Yeah. So I mean like if you really hate somebody's kid and hate somebody's parents, this is the toy to get their child because how annoying would that be?
I could only imagine. Exactly. You give that if you're like separated or divorced from somebody like that has custody of the kid and every time you give that to them at their house, oh, they would just love that. A Louisiana woman received complaints from neighbors about her yard display, which featured giant inflatable dragons. After the note, the lady decided to add more dragons, bringing the total of 5. Now, J.K. Rowling actually showed support by liking one of the lady's tweets about the display. You can actually see it at joeandalexshow.com, but if you haven't seen it, it looks like dragons. I don't understand. I mean, they're red.
That doesn't make sense for Christmas.
But for Christmas, I don't get it. I wouldn't care. Put up whatever the hell you want to put up in your yard. Don't bother me.
I think that would be fun. I mean, I'm so sick of like all of the inflatables that look the same, are the same, the 8 billion Santas. Like, yeah, Santa's dope, but like if someone had a dragon, that would be super cool.
There's a house in the town that I grew up in. If you Google Minion Christmas house, there's this like house, their yard has gone viral. They've been on national news and stuff, but every year their yard is filled with every different type of Minion inflatable,
see?
Like Christmas theme, but
people
they all like,
that.
But they're like Santa hats. You know, they're like Christmas Minions, but they do that, and people will drive their kids over there to see this crazy yard. But you have to YouTube it. It's on YouTube. It's wild.
I feel like this lady is just actually kind of lazy, like the people that leaves their decorations up all year long, and she's probably just a really big Game of Thrones fan. You know what I mean?
That might be it.
So, or if not, leave it up there. The final season's coming up soon. Now, this is a cuteness alert. 3-year-old Drake Grillo of Auburn, New York, has become the youngest national anthem singer in the history of Syracuse's Carrier Dome. He sang before the University women's basketball game this past week. And ladies, get ready to feel all hot and bothered. This kid's going to steal your heart. It's a Super Bowl.
So cute.
Yeah, that'll set your womb on fire.
No kidding. Even mine. My ovaries getting excited. So check this out. Porch Pirates, beware. An engineer who used to work at NASA created a glitter bomb trap to get revenge on a thief who actually was stealing packages from his porch. When the thief opens the box, they lift the lid. Glitter shoots out in all directions.
Get him.
The box, hold on, that ain't it, Alex, is also equipped with fart spray.
Yes.
So you're going to be stinky and be all glittery. Kind of like Kesha. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Kesha. Footage of the incident is then set to the guy's phone where he gets to watch the thief's reaction. Listen to this guy, what his reaction was when the box was opened and it went off. This is so funny.
What the f***? Come on, bro.
Now it's spraying the fart stuff.
Oh, my God.
Then he throws it out of his car. But you can see their car glitter bombed. It looks like Kesha was in there partying or
That's
something.
That's amazing.
Brilliant.
Good, take that. I just can't stand people, man. I work hard. Don't take my stuff. Go get your own crap. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on social media, too. Let's just make it a really close, not awkward, but, you know, friendly connection at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. That's how you do it. Now, Alex, you think artificial intelligence is terrible. Are you also one of those people?
I don't think it's terrible, but I think that it's moving at such a rapid pace. In the next 5 to 10 years, there's going to be something catastrophic, something extremely dangerous that comes out of it because it's moving at such an exponential pace. Like, people can't keep up with it.
Take over the world, or what do you mean by that?
I think when you have things like robots that have that are at a rapid pace, like getting more and more intelligent, then yeah, I think that they can be hacked into doing bad things. I mean, even Bill Gates a couple years ago said, I don't understand how nobody's concerned about this. Like, Bill Gates, who's one of the smartest people when it comes to computer stuff in the world, is like, this is not going well. This is going to end terribly. And then you have people losing jobs and stuff, like fast food restaurants implementing those kiosks and things like that. Well, it's putting humans out of business. Why would you hire and spend the money to have benefits and pay someone a salary when you can have a robot do it? Like, it's going to take all of our jobs, too.
Some jobs will be replaced with that, but there's always going to be jobs that are always going to need humans no matter what to do. Liv, you think what? It's okay? It's good stuff?
Yeah, well, I think one, I mean, Bill Gates, yes, is extremely smart, way smarter than me, but also,
I don't know about that.
He's old, you know?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Maybe he's just, old people struggle with change and with new technology.
That's discriminatory.
Maybe it's just, okay. Well, also, AI, artificial intelligence, was a thing back in the 1950s. I mean, it's always been a thing that's been talked about and scientists have known about and have been working on. It's just advanced. But I think from 1950s to now, you would say that's a slow progression.
Yeah, but think about all these like self-driving robots. Like, who is it? Kroger's got like little cars now that are going to drive you groceries.
Which is great. And here's the thing. Of course, this reminds us of Black Mirror if you watch that. Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong, Alex, about this. That it could be some negative things, but eventually, like let's say 20, 40 years from now, like hopefully we'll have every car is self-driving. I guarantee you there will be, not saying there won't be any accidents, there will be way less because human judgment is way worse.
Yeah, but when every single car is automated by computer systems, that makes it very easy for terrorists to hack into it and use those as weapons. I'm just telling you right now.
I have a problem with Black Mirror.
Why?
Because what is the purpose of the stupid show?
Everything that they have said comes true.
Yeah, don't you like it?
To make everyone like so scared and hypersensitive and like, what's that word that starts with the P?
Paranoid?
Paranoid.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, if you don't know what Black Mirror is, by the way, it's a TV show on Netflix that you can watch that kind of talks about the dangers of technology and what could happen as technology progresses in the future. It's excellent. Joe and I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And there's a new one coming out, I believe, too, towards the end of the month. So make sure you watch
that. Yeah, new season.
Now, let me throw this out there. The reason I bring this up, and I'm not trying to rile you up, but I want to know where you stand because we actually have kind of proof of artificial intelligence. A computer has taken the knowledge that it's been programmed with and it's been able to learn, and it actually has created a Christmas song.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear it.
Are you excited or scared?
I'm excited. As long as it doesn't have underlying tones of rape, I think I'll be fine with it.
Well, I don't know computer coding for rape, but we'll see. Catchy Christmas songs were created by a special songwriting AI that learned from existing songs. The system came up with catchy jingles with names like Syllabulb Chocolate Balls, Peachy Twinkle Leaves.
What is that?
And Cocoa Jolly Fluff.
Okay, I don't think those are real.
I don't know. Those sound fun.
Well, here's the tune. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
It's just instrumental. There's no actual singing. Here it is.
This kind of sounds like something that would play on like a Little Einsteins video.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
This is artificial intelligence's Christmas bop. It changes up a little bit too. Oh, there we go.
It's not terrible.
No, this would play behind also like the puppet Christmas movies.
Let me fast forward to this thing here. Let's see what else we got here.
How long is it?
It's 3.5 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'll fast forward some more.
I feel like this is music that would play when like Chucky's about to attack.
You think
like
it's
the
scary?
Christmas, yeah, the Christmas version of Chucky.
I could see that. Now I'm scared.
See, when I hear stuff like this, I'm not worried about artificial intelligence ever taking over.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, don't be embarrassed, but share with us the most embarrassing thing someone had to point out to you in public. If you have not seen what happened to this lady at the gas station the other day, oh my God, I would be laughing at her too. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in with the most embarrassing thing that someone had to point out to you in public. That's 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
What is the most embarrassing thing that somebody had to point out to you? Man, I think we've all been there before. I had this happen just the other day at work. I was walking down the hallway, and somebody's like, "Hey, Joe, are you a mummy?" I'm like, "Am I a mummy? What is that?" Apparently, a piece of toilet paper was stuck to my foot. I was dragging
classic.
It. Yeah, classic. And I was like, how did that even happen? I didn't even use toilet paper. So I don't know. Our bathroom's a mess. So no, I'm not a mummy. That's an example. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex sent me this, but I'm wondering if anybody else saw the video. You need to see it. It's so awesome. It's hysterical. A woman is trying to get gas at a gas station into her vehicle, and that's not that funny. I mean, we all put gas into our cars or diesel maybe into your car or truck. The thing is, though, this lady was driving a Tesla, and if you don't know, a Tesla's a really nice vehicle, but it's electronic. It doesn't take gas, so you can't put gas into it. So these guys are one pump behind her, recording her, and they're just laughing. I don't know how she didn't hear them
laughing. I don't either.
Because they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Because it's like an electric car, right? You charge it.
Exactly. You plug it in like this little, like,
so
you
she
know,
must
thing.
Have not been the owner of the car. She
no.
must have been borrowing
or
it from
like,
someone.
Or, like, not the owner, or, like, she bought it because Teslas are cool and didn't even realize, like, why they are so cool because they're an electric car.
But she was trying. She's like, she got at the gas pump, and she's like, well, it won't go in here. It won't fit. What is this? And these guys just laughing. And then she pops the trunk, like, looking for a gas tank back there.
She walked
popped
around
the
that
hood.
Car for, I mean,
like,
the longest
time. Like, 3 to 5 minutes
they're
laughing at her. Finally, thankfully, it took forever. The guy got out and helped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So I don't know where she actually went to go plug it in to charge. But talk about just something embarrassing that somebody had to point out to you.
I feel like she would be perfect for one of those reality shows, housewife reality shows.
Real
yes,
housewives.
That's what I was thinking, 1,000%. Like, she knows that Teslas are cool and expensive, so she got it, but she even realized that it's like, oh, they're an electric car.
Right.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Liv, I feel like you kind of have embarrassing moments just
oh my
being
gosh.
You.
All the time. But the one that sticks out in my head the most was when I was in 7th grade. People had to point out to me that Aunt Flo had visited.
Oh, God.
Yes. So I didn't realize other people realized. And then I got called Big Red for like 2 years.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for you right now.
That was so much fun.
Presley,
loved grade school.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. What was pointed out to you?
Hi. So actually, this didn't happen to me, but my best friend. She was running late for school and was in a rush, so she grabbed some dirty pants off the ground and threw them on. And as she was walking down the hallway, someone had to point out to her that she had a pair of dirty underwear hanging out of her pocket.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa, gosh. I'm glad you guys can't see all the dirty underwear that I wear.
Oh, that is one of my biggest fears.
Scary.
What do you mean it's your biggest fear? Explain.
Just like having dirty laundry out like that and somebody accidentally sees it.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna from Greenwood.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What was the embarrassing moment? Somebody had to point it out to you.
Oh, gosh. So I this was a couple of years ago. I was at work and I didn't realize my dress was stuck inside my tights, and
yeah. Joe had to point that out to somebody the other day.
Oh, really?
Was your thong showing? Because this girl had she had a thong like a whale tail going on.
Oh no! Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately. I'm kind of a free spirit, so
you weren't wearing any underwear, were you?
No, not tight. Really. They were tight. They were the nude ones. So
that can constitute.
They saw the cute little cheek on me, and I was like, oh, okay, well, at least there's no cellulite. It's okay.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We love that. You have a great day.
You too.
Shauna on Twitter said, a girl at my job had on see-through leggings. Her undies said American booty.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be proud of that. Hey, if you got something, you can do just that. Send us a tweet, at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B posted a video of herself drinking coffee and saying that she missed Offset's manhood.
I miss it.
What? Okay, I don't know what's grosser, her talking like that or with her coffee.
She loves ASMR. I think she was trying to like be funny. But she went way more graphic than that, but that's all I could put on the radio. Diplo also has apparently felt the urge to put out a friendly reminder that he's single and tried to get Cardi B's attention on Instagram. On Monday, the producer dropped a flirty comment on her pretty in pink Instagram photo with the comment, "I'm single, by the way." Cardi did not respond, as far as we know. Penny Marshall, the legendary Laverne and Shirley actress turned director, died Monday night at age 75. According to her publicist, Penny died peacefully at her Hollywood Hills home due to diabetes complications. Her sister said she died very peacefully and that she was by her sister's side when she passed and that she was ready to go. She first played Laverne DeFazio in a guest spot on her brother's series Happy Days, which was well received and ultimately led to her brother pitching Laverne and Shirley. It aired from 1976 to 1983 and Marshall, and then she began her directing career by directing some of its episodes. And then after that is when she had her directorial debut with Jumping Jack Flash, starring Whoopi Goldberg in 1986, and then she went on to direct Tom Hanks's Big in 1988 in A League of Their Own. You also might know her, this is how I know her, as playing the devil's wife in the movie Hocus Pocus.
Okay, yeah, that too, but those are a lot of big movies she directed too.
That's absolutely.
Quite a career.
At least 16 companies have now pulled advertising from Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News after he made controversial comments about illegal immigration. The controversy and advertiser backlash began last Thursday when Carlson said that illegal immigration makes the U.S. dirtier. As he stood by his comments on Monday night's show, 16 companies have now pulled their ads from the show, including Just for Men, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Ancestry.com. And Michelle Obama talked on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon about going to marriage counseling with Barack.
We have a great relationship, but the thing about marriage counseling is like I was one of those wives who thought, I'm taking you to marriage counseling so you can be fixed, Barack Obama. No. Because I was like, I'm perfect. I was like, Dr. X, please fix him. Yeah. And then our counselor looked over at me. I was like, what are you looking at? I'm perfect.
Coming up in less than an hour, a touching story about someone who reached out to Pete Davidson.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, somebody on the show just got diagnosed with something and it's affecting their relationship. What did you get diagnosed with and how did you overcome that with your significant other? It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX, 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Definitely want to hear from you. You can be anonymous if you'd like for this conversation that we're about to have on the Joe and Alex Show. Someone on the show just got diagnosed with something, and it's affecting their relationship. What did you get diagnosed with, and how'd you overcome that with your significant other? Live the Web Girl, what's going on here?
Okay. Just to get this out of the way, it is not an STI or an STD.
Okay, good.
Yes. But I actually got diagnosed with psoriasis.
Oh, man.
Now, I know.
What is psoriasis? I think I've heard about it. What is it?
So it's a autoimmune disease. So it has to do with your genetics, and it's where your skin cells attack themselves. So it can cause like a rash. And there's like 5 different kinds, I think, or 4 different kinds. And luckily, I don't have like a very severe case, but I still have it. So it kind of just looks like I have bug bites, kind of, almost. And like it can get worse or it can get better. And it's also brought on by stress.
Is it itchy?
Oh my gosh, like you wouldn't believe. So itchy. And for the longest time, I thought I was having an allergic reaction. I didn't know what it was because it didn't look like the typical psoriasis that you think of. And so doctors kept thinking that it was like a skin allergy, different things. And then finally, it turns out it's psoriasis. I got diagnosed with psoriasis. And I was so embarrassed to tell my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, because even though I can't control it and it's not contagious.
I was going to ask, is that something like if you bumped me? Like when I get it.
No, it's not contagious because it has to do with your genetics and like your DNA, and it's an autoimmune disease. So it's just your skin cells attacking itself. So it's not like contagious at all.
Okay.
But still, like I can't help but I feel like gross. Like I feel so gross that I have it because no one wants something on their skin.
Right. It's like little patches all over, right?
Right. Exactly.
So how has that affected your ability to be confident, you know, in an intimate setting with him?
So what, I mean, a lot, because one, I feel gross. So I feel like he's probably less attracted to me because I have this. And also like when you look at models and everything, their skin is like perfect and flawless. And obviously like girls shouldn't compare themselves to that. It's unrealistic. But I mean, I do. I'm a normal girl. I have insecurities. And so it makes me super insecure because, like, I don't want him to see this stuff, like, on my skin. And also, like, it kind of itches and scratches. And so, like, anytime I'm, like, sometimes, like, I'll catch myself itching it and I'm not even realizing I'm doing it. He's like, well, what are you doing? Like, stop it. Because, like, he knows, like, I'm not supposed to. And so, but then that, like, makes me self-conscious and, like, just makes me feel, like, super gross. Like, I don't want him to see it.
Has he acted, like, repulsed at all by these little spots on you?
No, not really. So here's the thing, too, is that me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, we are super sarcastic, the both of us. And we both have really good senses of humor. So, like, he'll say things as a joke like he normally would, like, oh, so gross. But he's, like, kidding. Obviously. But, like, I'm just more sensitive to it. And so I'll tell him and he's like, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it's just – but I will say Kim K does have it, Kim Kardashian. And so I'm, like, basically related to her now.
Pretty much the same person.
So then not saying I bought it for a Christmas present, but I've noticed you itching occasionally. I shouldn't give you bug spray.
Not bug spray, okay. Not a back scratcher, nothing like that.
All right, good morning, Summer. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have?
Hello.
What's going on?
What do you have?
I wanted to let Liv know. Yes, Kim Kardashian does have it. I did read that. But my mom actually has had it since she was 15 years old. And she actually has a pretty severe case of it. And I've pretty much had her back, like, the whole time. We've gone out into, like, public eating places, and I've had people, like, move seats because they didn't want to sit next to her.
That is so dumb.
Is it on her face?
Her in the store. No, it's not on her face. It's just really bad on her elbows and on her legs.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, when she wears shorts in the summertime, people can see it. And she always wears, you know, like, T-shirts. So I always have her back. Like, people stare at her all the time. And I'm like, if you have something to say, like, you can say it to me. Like, that's my mom, you know?
Right.
It's, I don't know. I feel like if your boyfriend thinks it's disgusting, you know, like, for real, then, you know, he's not worth it. Because
right.
But so, he doesn't, though. He's just kidding around. And you're
well,
just insecure.
Good.
Usually the biggest critic is ourselves. Usually we do the biggest thing. Well, Summer, you sound like an awesome daughter. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, don't let it eat you alive, Liv. We love you.
Oh, right,
there we go.
Thank you.
One thing, too, speaking of skin diseases, I have a buddy, but I still can't say the name correctly, but it's a skin condition where you kind of lose the color in your pigmentation. It's vitiligo, I think it is. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's where your skin can kind of, like, for example, if you're African-American, your skin can lighten up and be white. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's actually a famous model. Have you seen this before?
I can't see the word to see if you're saying it right. I thought it was vitiligo, maybe you're right.
I was just talking about the actual skin condition.
Well, there's,
but
I know what you're talking about because Terrence J, if you know who that is, he was, like, a co-host on E! News and stuff, but he has that.
Okay, yeah, and it's like, I understand, like, it's natural being human. If something's different, you're like...
and that's what Michael Jackson had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that we
but
think.
other celebrities that have psoriasis, Cara Delevingne, Cyndi Lauper, Stacey London from What Not to Wear, if you remember that show on TLC, Leanne Rimes, So You're Not Alone.
Oh my God! And you actually have been called a songbird, similar to Leanne Rimes.
I know, I have. That makes so much sense.
Gosh,
now
you're related to so many famous people. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to share?
So in October, my husband and I started the fertility process.
Okay.
And I was diagnosed with something called PCOS.
Oh, I've heard of this. Macy on Teen Mom has this.
What is it?
Yeah. So it's polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it affects a lot of different women. And what was very shocking to me is I am not the ideal candidate of it. I don't have a lot of the symptoms are you are overweight and you have very random weight gain. You have random hair growth and I have none of that. So to find this out, it was really tough. And I was terrified to tell my husband because I felt like I wasn't worthy for him as a woman because it is causing a lot of fertility issues and it's tough. But,
that is
I'll be
hard.
Honest with you. It's hard. And my husband is amazing, and he has stuck with me through the whole process.
what a good guy. That's awesome. And you know that you are totally worthy and valuable and are a total queen, right?
You try and tell yourself that every day, but it's tough because you see all these people having babies, and you want to be happy for them, and you're like, man, why can't that be me? Like,
I want to be that mom.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's hard.
Imagine.
That's really hard because, you know, I believe that God does have a plan for everybody, but sometimes we just do not understand why. I think as women, why sometimes, you know, you're 35 and you've been trying for 10 years to get pregnant and you can't, but then, you know, a 15-year-old girl that's not planning, obviously, on getting pregnant can.
This weekend,
and
there are so many things. Up, yeah.
There are so many things that are just unfair in life and we don't understand why things are delayed, but I always think that there is something going on behind the scenes that he is working out that we don't quite understand yet.
Exactly. My mother-in-law tells me that all the time. And, you know, I'm new to Indiana, and you guys were the first radio station I listened to. And you guys, and between my husband and his family, you guys have been amazing.
Oh,
so
thank
it definitely helped.
Well, Brittany, I don't like to brag, but we've changed a lot of people's lives. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And
so
we love you and your husband so much. If you have something that you'd like to share, please let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, who's got the most annoying voice? Think about like all the annoying voices you've heard before. Some would argue it might be Alex right now because she's sick.
Oh my gosh.
I've got the audio. We're going to break it down next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation and let us know who you think has got the most annoying voice. Some would say it's Alex because, and I'm not trying to pick on you, Alex, but your voice is really bad this week because you've been battling the weather where you got like the sinus drippage and all that stuff, and it kind of sounds annoying.
I don't know what I have, but it's absolutely annoying to me also, so you're not the only one.
Okay, I just want to make sure there's no hard feelings here. Here's some annoying voices. Tell me if you guys know who this is, and you can let us know who you think has got the most annoying voice. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539, or on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show.
Adler?
Here.
Anderson?
Oh, this
here.
Is that
Bueller.
Ferris Bueller guy.
Yeah, but do you know who he is?
Yes,
Bueller.
But I can't think of it.
Very monotone.
Bueller.
It's Ben Stein.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he does eye drops and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, wow, clear eyes. They get the red out.
Yes.
No. Wow, she's hot. I want to kiss her.
But he's, you know, he's a type of character. Like, that's why he's able to be in movies and TV shows and stuff.
But
because
that's
he has that
really,
special thing.
But that's really how he is. He's not acting.
Oh, it's definitely annoying. I couldn't be married to that.
Yeah, it's like the guy who has the... guy, the bird from the movie.
Oh, you're talking about Gilbert
the Lion
Godfrey.
King?
Yes.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. Jafar! Jafar!
Or Aladdin.
A prince!
You go, rah, rah, rah.
I actually love his voice, but you know whose voice I can't stand is Roseanne Barr.
Oh my God, here's Roseanne actually.
All I know is I better get my parking validated or some getting fired.
That, I don't
wait,
like
that
it.
Was actually a clip of Alex. No, I was kidding. I love Roseanne, but remember when she sang the national anthem? She's like,
stop. I can't. I don't like it.
I listened to an interview with her, and it was like painful to listen to.
Yeah, her voice to me is really grating on my ears. Now, some people say Miley Cyrus has a super annoying voice, but actually, she's one of my favorite celebrity voices ever.
I love her voice.
I like
voice.
Her voice, but I could see how people could find that annoying. What do we got on social media, Liv?
On social media, Holly says, definitely Liv, OMG, with a crying face.
Wait, who said that?
Holly Walker.
Dang, Holly.
Oh, don't hate me, Liv, but I think out of all of us on the show, your voice annoys
what?
Me the most.
And then Molly Sue says, Liv has the worst. She does that up talk thing.
Yes.
Ugh.
It does.
God, why,
it
is that, why is everybody beating up on you?
I
Carrie.
Know, what the heck?
You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Carrie, what's up?
Hi, I think Liv has an annoying voice.
Oh my God, why? Why? Like, is it the way I talk or like my actual voice?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but what's worse, her voice or her laugh? Because her laugh is what just gets on my nerves.
Oh, her laugh isn't bad.
Yeah, but you sound like a dying seal.
It sounds like it's like she loses her oxygen for a little bit.
I know my laugh is pretty annoying.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
But I wouldn't say my voice was. But you know what? As a kid, everyone always said that I talked like a Valley girl.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Definitely. Amber's on the Joe and Alex Show, and I'm surprised by who you're throwing out there. Who do you think's got the most annoying voice?
To me, it is Shakira. And I know that she's a singer, but she always sounds like, you know when someone has a bubble caught in their throat or whatever it is?
Yeah, like a frog in their throat.
Yes, and I just, like, it's so nasally, but also, like, weird. I just want her to, like, cough.
I'm trying to think of what her talking voice sounds like, and I cannot imagine.
Well, here, we'll see if she's singing. We got Wyclef right here. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, she's like, oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Woman, she kind of reminds me of Cher.
I like it. Yeah, they are kind of similar, I think. Fran Drescher from The Nanny, I can't stand her voice.
Oh, I here love it is. That show, though.
But I think everybody on the Joan and Alex show has a beautiful voice.
Aww.
I love listening to you every morning.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful voice. Keep on talking. We appreciate it. Hey, thank you. All right, get out of here, Wyclef. You're ruining the song and our whole topic.
What do you think about Ray Romano's voice?
Oh, I love it.
Well, it's almost like monotone, too. It's like, mom, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's annoying. I love his voice.
Some other annoying ones?
I think that I started working almost immediately.
Who is that?
For some reason.
This is her just talking.
And that was the genre.
The Nanny?
Where
Fran Drescher.
What was on TV was like John Travolta and the Sweat.
Do you ever watch Will and Grace?
Yes.
I don't really. Okay. I mean, I know the show.
I don't. Yeah, her real name is Megan, I think it's Mullally. My wife's going to kill me because I don't know that, but when I pulled these clips. But she's on Will and Grace. She's the annoying little drunk, spoiled person.
Flies everywhere, clumps of dirt, carrots. It's like we're inside Grace's hairdo.
I mean, that could get grind on you a lot.
Yep.
Hey, Matt, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you have, Matt?
Yeah, man, I have to agree. It's Liv's voice for sure. You know, all due respect, Liv. I love hearing you chime in and your comments that you make. But you have this like this pitch that kind of fluctuates in your voice when you talk, and
That's wild because literally someone went up to Alex and thought that I was a dude in Kroger. She was like, "Oh my gosh, I love Liv. He's so funny." And she
Liv
was like,
"The web boy,
Liv the web man."
I would have never thought you were a guy by your voice. I don't know what he's talking about. But,
well, you haven't heard her at the beginning of the show. You're listening a little later. I mean,
maybe that's what it is when she first wakes up. I sound like a dude right now.
Yeah, I mean, your voice has changed for sure, just a little bit at least. But
yeah, my balls dropped.
I get it. I get it.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for calling in. I can't wait for my balls to drop. That's going to be an awesome day.
We got a tweet from Madison who says, everyone's saying Liv's voice is annoying, but I love hearing her talk.
Oh, thanks, Madison. You're helping my mental health right now.
There we go. All right. Hey, coming up. Well, go ahead. You got something else?
Well, Jules says, I just can't unhear Liv's dying seal laugh. Can someone put together a compilation of her laughs like you did of Joe Pesh Radio saying right there? Because Joe always says right there.
Yes, we'll have to do that for a later date. That's a great idea. If you have any more suggestions or comments, let us know at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Pork Chop.
Yes.
Producer of the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready for, I don't know, for what? We got the game.
Joe's Journey is coming up next. It's Joe's Journey Challenge. And you, for 2 weeks in a row, not a good thing to do, by the way.
Yeah,
you are going to be facing the box of
shame.
Yeah.
3 minutes, we'll face it. Give us a little bit of time and go get ready, buddy, because today's not going to be good. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and right now on Instagram because we are live at Joe and Alex Show. It's Joe's Journey. And let me get the actual boring part out of the way, because this whole started with me trying to lose weight myself, and now Liv and Pork Chop are involved in it. Last week, I was 384 pounds. This week, Papa doing good. I'm down 3 pounds. I'm at 381.0. That's 23.4 pounds. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who cares about me, though? It's time for producer Pork Chop for the second week in a row. I'm concerned about you, buddy.
Two weeks in a row, when we come back from Christmas break, if we need to continue this, because it seems like you've pretty much just given up. And so that's not going to be fun if every week it's just automatic that you have to do this.
Well, it is kind of fun for me.
I don't have a house. Like, okay. I don't have, I'm living at my boyfriend's aunt's house.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do? Just barge into her living room? Hey, let me work out here.
Do you have all a bedroom there?
All of our fitness trainers that are listening are cringing right now with the excuse.
What? No, I do have a very small bedroom at which the blow-up mattress is in. There's no room to work out in there.
You can't deflate it. My whole reason I ask that is because I don't know if you ever watched Locked Up. I watch prison shows. Those guys work out in a very small cell. So.
Okay, well. Okay.
And also, if it's an air mattress, you can easily flip it up against the wall, so it gives you more space.
Still, to deny that fact, I'm upstairs. Their living room is right below me. If I'm upstairs jumping up and down, working out, and they're downstairs trying to watch TV, that's so rude.
Do you guys not have a door to the outside? Can you not run?
My plan was to walk every single time.
Run, Pork Chop!
Right,
run!
No, I'm not running in like it's super cold temperatures.
Here, clearly, he has ample excuses. He doesn't want to do this anymore.
You notice I'm the only one that's not sick.
I don't care. I mean, I'm not doing it, so it's whatever. But I'm just saying, like, if every single week he's not going to do it, he's always going to have an excuse. I think we have to take a break from this and just continue normal Joe's journey.
We're going to have to figure that out.
I'm getting my apartment in 2 days. When I have my own place, I can work out in my own place.
Okay. Well, here we go. We're going to stick your hand here in the box of shame.
And this is live, by the way. You can see the amazing box of shame and what we're about to do on Instagram. We are live at Joe and Alex Show. Follow us there.
This is so dumb. Last week I had to calm down.
You're
my beard.
Yeah, so mad.
He's really mad right now. You're a little hostile.
All right, I got one.
All right.
Okay, open it up. Show it to the camera and tell us what it is.
What does it say?
I forgot. Damn it.
What is it?
All right, hold on.
No, we don't have time.
Can I pick again?
No!
No, this is so embarrassing, and I forgot to tell you guys. All right, so I said finances are tight, right? I wear boxer briefs, and they're a large. I'm now an extra large, so I'm like squeezed into my boxers, and I got run outside in underwear.
Yeah!
No, you guys. No, I'm very serious. Like, my boxers, like, it's going to be like the marshmallow Michelin guy. Like, I am shoved into my boxers right now.
You have two hands to cover up what you need to cover up.
No, that's not the point. The point
is... Well, I'm sorry, but this is the point. You're supposed to be working out so you can fit in a large.
Do you want my underwear? You can flip them inside out. Mine are really big, though.
Start stripping down. I don't know why you still have clothes on.
Yes, listen.
I'm going to call you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go outside right now, and I'm going to call you on my cell phone into the studio. So I'm going to follow Porkchop. Liv's going to follow me on Instagram Live, and then we're going to call you, and he's going to run around outside here in the freezing cold.
So last time when Liv was talking about this, she said she could wear, like, something on top, right? One thing?
I said a sports bra because I have two things called boobs.
So yeah.
No, your man boobs have to be shown. I would show mine off, too. Now, listen, we are going to, this is on Instagram Live, keep on watching, at Joe and Alex Show. We're going to give you a second right now. I'm going to play a song. We're going to give you a second to go get ready and change, and we'll do this in, calm down. Oh, my, he's getting aggressive.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, it's so embarrassing. I don't have money to buy boxers. There's holes in them.
Well, now
this is going to be public nudity.
Here we go.
I hope I get arrested. Police officers, come to the radio station and arrest me for public nudity.
All right. This goes down next on the Joe and Alex Show. Don't go anywhere. Oh my god, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my radio career. It is Joe's journey, and the challenge is happening right now. Producer Porkchop has to pay off his box of shame bet. Alex, are you there outside of our building with Producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl?
Yes, and people are walking in right now into the building, and they are looking at Producer Porkchop. His pants are on the ground in the lobby, which you can see on Instagram Live. At Joe and Alex Show, we've had a person in a motorized scooter, several women. He jumped on the trunk of his car.
I saw, like a little monkey or something.
Yeah, like a monkey. So are you ready to run your underwear out here, Porkchop?
Yes.
Take that shirt off.
This is my underwear.
Take that shirt off.
Someone said shrinkage is real. Shrinkage is real.
Poor Porkchop.
Here's another person. So sorry, our coworker is in his underwear right now. Is this making you uncomfortable, sir?
Not at all. Look the other way.
Okay. He looked the other way. All right, are you ready to run?
Yeah, Alex, it's all you. It's all you.
Porkchop, we're going to be running with you.
How far are we running?
Just feel the end, baby. All right. Oh, there's people here. There's people in the alley. Say hi. Well, the best part is he also took his socks and shoes off, so he's running barefoot downtown in the cold. He didn't have to take his socks and shoes off.
He's such a slow runner.
How are you feeling?
Cold.
Are you embarrassed?
Yes.
We need to get him a little scooter so he can ride around town doing this, like on a Bert or Lime scooter.
There is a scooter right here, and he tried to get on it.
I don't have the dollar to pay for it.
He's too poor.
Hey, tell him to take the shirt off. Everybody on Instagram Live at Joe and Alex Show is saying that shirt needs to come off. So, Porkchop, real quick, the last little jog back. Take that shirt off and show everybody
my
what you're working with.
My underwear.
Taking the shirt off. He took his shirt off.
Oh, wow. That is sexy.
Right. We're going back to your pants. We're coming in.
There's somebody right at our door. Like, what the hell's going on? on. Oh, my God. This is the best, Pork Chop. I really love you, man, for doing this. Oh, my God.
We're coming in right now.
Okay.
We have a coworker here in the hallway, our coworker, Doug.
Oh, my God.
Tell HR, Doug, that producer Pork Chop is running around naked in his underwear.
I don't know anything what's going on here.
Come in studio, Alex. Come in studio. Okay. Wow, so as we wrap up Joe's Turning Challenge, this is the best damn thing we've ever done. You're really cold.
Yeah.
This is a Christmas miracle, if I do say so myself.
Now, if you want, if Liv will allow, we can count that as one workout, since you kind of jogged around the block. I'll give it to you.
Honestly, I'll count that as one workout for this week, and also, I'll make you a hot cocoa.
Okay. Wow, dude, you could cut glass with those things. Go get a shirt on. Okay, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up next, we've got your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot. All you got to do, he's putting his clothes on right now, is just call this number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Dude, thank you for being such a good sport.
I told you my boxer briefs are too small. Get me boxer briefs for Christmas.
Okay. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Dude, what are you doing? Put on some clothes. He still has not put all of his clothing back on. Producer Porkchop just had to go in his underwear and run outside.
I was just making sure we were ready to play this game next.
If there's anything that you watch today on the internet, it is the video of Producer Porkchop running his underwear. Can we get this on Facebook, Liv? Is there a way to pull this video off Instagram?
Great. I'll put it up on Facebook, too. And also, he acted like he was Donnie from Wild Thornberries. He acted like he was like a monkey. He got outside and literally just went crazy. He was jumping on cars. Like, it was bizarre.
Yeah, so go see that Instagram at Joe Nog Show and type in Radio Now on Facebook. You'll find us.
Okay, let's get into it right now. You came up with a little game today, Pork Chop, for this Amazon Echo Dot giveaway.
Yeah, so the way this game works is I've got some movie clips from Christmas movies, and we are going to play these clips. Once you know what the clip is, buzz in and let us know that you know it.
Okay, seems simple enough right there. Well, then let's get somebody on the phone, and the number to call, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's go to, is this Devontae?
Hey,
you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How would you like to win yourself an Amazon Echo Dot?
I would love that.
All right. Well, then let's see if we can make that a reality here. Go ahead, Pork Chop. Give us the first one. Oh, I just play it? You can talk to me, Pork Chop.
Play the clip.
Here we go. Listen to the clip.
That guy should know it'll stick. You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like double dog dare ya.
Ooh. What one is that, Devontae? What movie?
The Christmas Story.
That's right.
Boom. Coming in hot right there. Okay.
Some kid just did that. They actually stuck their tongue on a pole or something that was frozen, right? And they got their tongue stuck on because they saw it on the movie. Hello. He gets his tongue gets stuck on there and the fire department has to come in the movie.
Yeah, you can't do that, guys. Do not lick a cold pole. All right, here's your next one. Let's see if you can win this Amazon Echo Dot, Devontae.
They want you to say grace.
Grace? She passed away 30 years ago.
The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
My favorite.
My favorite, too.
What is that?
That is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah! There we go. All right.
Every year.
Get this one right, and you have just won an Amazon Echo Dot. Listen in.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite.
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
What is that, Devontae? What movie for the Amazon Echo Dot?
That is Elf.
Yeah! Congratulations! You gonna celebrate?
Are you excited, Devontae? You okay?
Yay!
All right, this is kind of funny, too. Like, one thing you can do with your Amazon Echo Dot is you can get a parrot and have your parrot talk to it. Listen to this. This is an actual audio of a parrot talking to Alexa.
Alexa, all light on.
All light on.
Okay.
So it turns the light on.
Oh, my
all
God.
Light on.
Okay.
Alexa, how are you
doing there? To be honest, it's been kind of a rough day. Just kidding.
I'm great.
Imagine coming home, how creepy that would be is you got your parrot and Alexa talking to each other.
Oh my gosh, that parrot. I mean, it sounds like a human.
I know, that parrot is insane. I want a parrot now.
Birds give me the creeps. I think people that own birds are weird.
Do you like pirates?
You know who owns a bird? Porkchop.
No,
you
he doesn't.
Do?
Yes, he has a bird.
You have a bird?
Oh, no wonder. That explains so much about you.
It's a parakeet.
So does Joe's mom, so now we understand.
No, my mom, no, you know what? Leave my mom out of this. My mom no longer has that bird, okay? Something happened.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw called Pete Davidson after he found out about the disturbing post he made on Instagram talking about how he was, you know, thinking about committing suicide. And this is the congressman that Pete Davidson famously mocked, who lost an eye in an IED blast while serving in Afghanistan. But the two buried the hatchet, and he even came on SNL, and they, like, worked it out and all that kind of stuff. So the congressman said he called him and talked to him personally on Sunday. He told him that everyone had a purpose in this world and that God put him here for a reason. He said it's your job to find that purpose, and you should live that way, which I thought was so awesome that he ended up reaching out to him after all that.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it. I mean, they came on the show and did that. You'd be like, okay, it's done. But
right.
He actually did that in a time of need. So that's a good gesture.
Not sure how I feel about this. Kim Kardashian is thinking about leaving Kanye West as he continues with his outbursts. Sources say the more crap Kanye talks, the more and more Kim feels unsafe. Allegedly, Kanye continues to throw Kim and her family into the fire, and she is constantly getting threats and harassment, and she's tired of it. She's starting to feel like divorce could be the only option. Team Kelly Clarkson's Chevelle Shepard was named season 15 winner of NBC's The Voice last night. Team Kelly has now won twice in a row. Team Blake Shelton's, I don't watch The Voice, so I don't know if it's Chris Crozet or Crozy. Not Chris Cross.
Oh, okay.
Chris K guy was named runner-up. Team Blake's Kirk J took third place, followed by 14-year-old Team Jennifer Hudson contestant Kennedy Holmes. Tuesday Night Show also featured performances from Halsey, Dierks Bentley, and John Legend. And if you're a Making a Murderer fan, this is kind of interesting news. Stephen Avery's lawyer is hoping to breathe some new life into his case. A leading expert is willing to use a new form of DNA analysis on human bones found in the gravel pit next to Avery's Wisconsin property, which supposedly will prove Teresa Halbach's murder occurred there and bones were planted in Mr. Avery's burn pit to frame him. Kathleen Zellner filed a motion for the testing to take place, and she's hoping for a response from the court within a few days. She says there's a 99% chance the bones found in the gravel pit, previously considered too degraded for testing, belonged to Teresa Halbach. She said it would refute the state's entire theory that she was killed on the Avery property in Avery's garage and burned in that burn pit. That type of evidence, she says, reverses convictions. During an interview with OK Magazine, the attorney said someone else knows who committed this murder, and we are already getting tips about that. Just this week, we got a tip that was jaw-dropping.
I am almost done. I was watching, actually, an episode last night of
season two. Yeah.
And some people like it, some don't.
I didn't. I gave up on it.
Yeah, but I still find it so interesting just to see how it is, because obviously there's an angle to it, but it would be so crazy if we have another update in the garbage saying, hey, Stephen Avery's been released.
If we get one, I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, are people that do this more successful? Alex, what do you think? You know what it is.
No.
Really? It must be because you don't do this.
Well, I do it. Oh. But not because of my own free will. Well, I guess it is my free will, but I'd rather not.
Okay, we'll share that with you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
This is interesting, and we want to know your thoughts on this. A report was published in the Wall Street Journal says that people at 4 a.m. that get up are the most productive, and that's the most productive time of the day. The reason behind the increased productivity includes no distractions, like pretty much minimal, that like little kids or work before the sun rises. No one is really emailing or texting you at that time, unless they're drunk, and there's less to see on social media, because, man, you could fall into those wormholes. Now, who are people that do this? Well, they said this. Apple CEO Tim Cook starts his morning at 3:45. Dang, that's early. Michelle Gass, she's the chief merchandising and customer officer at Kohl's stores. She sets her alarm for 4:30 to go running to get her day off to the right start. Virgin American CEO David Kush wakes up at 4:15 a.m. to call businesses associates on the East Coast because he's out on the West Coast.
Jeez.
But see, he says it helps out. But, you know, like most of us, you want and need your sleep. Perhaps your personal life doesn't allow you the luxury of an early bedtime and the crack of dawn morning ritual, as these, you know, famous people we just talked about. There is some routines out there, they say, that you can do that these will help you out at the office. They say follow a predictable, like, routine. You know, map out the first 30, 60 minutes of your day. That'll help you kind of stay on track and make sure you get your tasks done. Avoid jumping into email if that's what you have at your job. Open up your inbox at the beginning of your day. It will slow you down. They also say you should minimize interruptions, like mute your phone so you don't get notifications, and schedule what they say, like, meeting huddles. So you don't just randomly walk up like, hey, Alex, excuse me. You just wait, like, and you get everybody together. Another thing they put on there to help you be more effective, give yourself a productive task, like as an opening ritual to look at your calendar for the next few days. Just kind of be proactive. That'll help you out. And rewards. We all love that. They say, hey, you want to reward yourself if you complete a task? That's when you can go to the coffee machine and go get that good coffee creamer. All right, so that's what they're saying with this. The question that we are throwing out to you at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you agree with this, that these people that are getting up earlier, that's the way to go? They're more successful. They're doing the right thing. Alex, you get up early. You must be super productive.
I wake up at 4 a.m. to do this stupid show. And let me tell you.
Excuse you?
Let me tell you. It does not make me feel more or less successful at all. It makes me feel miserable. That is the only thing about this job that I don't like. I absolutely love doing morning radio. Ironically, I'm not a morning person, actually, which I hope our boss isn't listening because I don't want them to know that. But I'm not a morning person. I fake it. I'm just a really good faker, giggity. And so
I've
learned to master that art. And when I wake up, though, I mean, this is the number one thing I want to do is go back to bed. And I cannot believe when I have friends of mine that tell me that they wake up at like 3:30, 4 in the morning at their own free will. They don't have to be that up that early for work. They just want to run or work out or whatever. I'm like, you have something wrong with you mentally that you do that and you actually want to do it. That is nuts to me. Absolutely
crazy.
You are
just a sloth, Alex. Listen, I tried working out before the show. Like, I would go to, I think, Planet Fitness because, like, the gym near me that was open at like midnight so I could go in. And I'd go to the gym around 3 o'clock. And I did it a few days. I was really tired, but you get that boost of energy. You feel good. But it's hard, though, with our schedule because, yes, we have to be at work so early. But if I could, oh, my God, I'd work out every day early in the morning.
There's no way because Mark even
Wahlberg
I know that you don't do
Marky
that.
Marky Mark.
But, like, when we have days, like, on weekends and stuff, you're not waking up, like, on your own at 3 or 4 in the morning.
No, because I'm lazy. But if I did, I think my life would be... I'd be in a lot better spot. I think it'd be way more productive. Live the web, girl.
I don't think it makes you more successful. I just think that it's what you do with the time when you are awake. Because I know so many people, so many bloggers who are so successful, who have like built their own business, who stay up late at night, but that's when they get their work done. It's just what you do with the time when you're up.
Uh-oh.
I just absolutely think, like, you should have a full night's sleep. There's no way that you are actually... Because if you were waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning, you would have to go to bed at, like, 7 p.m. I know that because we are supposed to be up at that time, right? And I know that it is so hard for me, which is why I take Ambien, to even go to bed by 9, and that's still not a full 8 hours of sleep.
You shouldn't have to do that, though.
So
like, I go to bed around like 10:30, and I still make it work.
And yeah, but see, that's not right. You were supposed to have like 8 or 9 hours of sleep, and so you're not even getting
that. Take a nap.
How can you be more successful running on hardly any sleep?
I've been more successful getting up earlier this past couple of weeks. I've been making more money.
I just think this is crap. I think it all depends on the person, on your personality and what you do, like Liv said, with the time that you were given, whether you wake up at 9 a.m. or 3 a.m.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Kylie, what do you think about this?
I 100% agree with this survey. Like, if I don't go wake up early and go to the gym in the morning, my head is in such a fog, I can't get anything done at work.
What time do you get up to go to the gym? Like, what's early?
It's 5. I don't have to be into the office till later, but I don't have to be until 9. So
wow.
I wake up at 5. Yeah.
Yeah, see, but what time are you going to bed at night?
I try to go to bed at like 9:30, 10.
But see, that's not enough sleep.
I can function.
Well, not everyone needs the same amount of sleep. Also, like, do we really think that Steve Jobs, the day he created Apple, woke up at 4 in the morning? No, he probably woke up at 10 and then probably did some drugs and then created it.
And ate some Cheetos, for sure. Allegedly. But no, but I think you look at these people, they're successful. Like I bring up again, Mark Wahlberg, this guy, yeah, he goes to bed early. He gets up at like 3 or something in the morning.
Yeah, okay, but what about George Clooney? What about Leonardo DiCaprio? What about Brad Pitt? Like, yeah, he's successful, but it's not like he's the most successful actor to ever live.
You know what? There's probably like a subline in there that we didn't get to because the people you bring up, it's like, if you're attractive and hot, you don't have to worry about it.
Right, I was going to say, they're coasting on their good looks. They don't. It doesn't matter what time they get up.
Yeah, if you're ugly like me, well, then you better get up pretty damn early, like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, we're going to the wonderful, warm, sunny state of Florida. A woman drove her car into her ex-boyfriend's home after learning he had a new girlfriend.
Oh, well, that's exciting, but also not good.
Yeah, it's not how you handle things, everyone. The woman first drove by the house, got out and yelled about how he was now hooking up with other girls. She then punched him in the face and got back in her car. The woman then sped away, plowed through the front door, and ended up in his living room. That's kind of dangerous.
That's a house call.
Yeah, no kidding. The man was able to pin down his ex and keep her from running away and held her until the cops actually arrived. She was arrested and faces several charges, including aggravated battery. This, like, legit is a definition of a crazy ex-girlfriend.
I'm a crazy ex-girlfriend. I'm a crazy ex-girlfriend. I'm a crazy ex-girlfriend.
Now, when I think of crazy ex-girlfriends, I feel like Alex and Liv the Web Girl could. They have the potential to be the craziest of crazy.
Unfortunately, I think it's way more me than Liv, even though I don't want to claim that.
Yeah, I'm actually really good friends with all of my exes, and I've also actually set them, a lot of them, up with other girls.
God. Mine is half and half. Half of them talk to me, half of them have me blocked.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and what a wonderful time of year it is when producer Porkchop gets to step up and give us Christmas gifts. Yay!
It's Krimbus. Merry Chrysler.
Oh, my goodness.
Merry Chrysler.
Hi, everybody. So, producer Porkchop, how are you feeling today with the gift-giving season upon you?
Good. I've actually, you all know what I got the other people. Does that make sense? Like, I told Alex what I got you, Joe, and Liv. And Joe, I told Alex and Liv what I got you. And Liv, does that make sense? Or am I just confusing things?
I honestly, no, I get it.
I don't even remember what you told me. So
give me Christmas music.
I'm going to be just as surprised as everybody else is. So this is going to be really cool. Whenever you're ready, man, give it a go.
All right. Let's see. Where's the bag, Liv?
It's right next to you.
Okay. So
who's going first?
Let's see. Who's first? Ooh, they're nice and cold because they're in my car.
Okay.
Here you go, Liv. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'm excited to see what this is because you have been like gassing it up.
Little backstory. When we, the morning show, we took a flight like a month ago. We flew out and we were all in the airport because you weren't there, Liv. And I told Joe and Alex what I got you. And there was like no expression. They're just like, oh. And then literally the next week you were talking about it. And then, and you were like, oh yeah, I love this. And I looked at Joe and Alex. And I was like, see?
Okay. Open it up, Liv.
Okay. So they don't think I'll like it.
No, I do think you'll like it.
I don't even remember what he's talking about.
I think it's funny.
I still don't know what it is.
Well, that's because you have to open it.
Oh my gosh, are they socks?
They're animal socks.
But they look like the real feet of animals. You can see this on Instagram Live at Joe and Alex Show. Show us. Show the camera, Liv.
Oh my gosh, you're little, like a bunch of different animals.
Little dog feet, little tiger feet, little cat feet.
And here's the cat.
I can't wait to see you wear these things and run around in them.
Oh my goodness
gracious. Now, not to spoil anything, but be honest here, Porkchop.
Yeah.
Are these like your cousin's who's a furry or like where you're staying at?
Yeah, why did you get her these?
No, because I know she likes weird, like an interesting socks, like she told us.
Yeah, they're so strange.
Put them on your hands. They go on your feet, Liv.
I know. I'm just trying.
Where'd you find these at?
It popped up in my Instagram thing. It was like, honestly? Hey, you might like this. And I was like, I don't, but I live would love that.
Yeah. It found out that you lived with furries, and that's why it promoted it.
I totally see her putting these on next time she's with Jewel Daddy.
No, literally, he's going to absolutely hate these. Jewel Daddy's going to be like, you're a freak. Take those off.
Okay, I think Joe should be next.
Joe's next? Okay.
All right, give me the big gift. I don't want that small crap.
So now, I re-gifted Liv's bag from yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought you were kidding that you were going to do that, but you did it.
I did, because I realized I didn't have anything, and I couldn't wrap it. Like, I had to put it in a bag.
Okay.
And also, I didn't have any tissue, so I just rolled up wrapping paper.
You are such
that
a dude.
That is the ghettoest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You have not seen much in your life then, because...
And this is actually what I wanted to get you for your birthday, so what you're getting, like, for... Yeah, but I don't know. You got another gift coming in, like, a week.
Okay.
I think Joe's really going to like this.
Be careful. Don't break it.
Ooh, I think I already know what it is.
You did wrap it. You say there's no way I could have wrapped it.
Yeah, that's wrapped.
But if I gave it to him like that, he would have known what it was immediately.
Oh my god, this is so dope.
Read it.
Whoa! Did you make this?
I didn't. I had it specially made.
It's a coffee mug, or wait, can I drink alcohol out of this?
You can drink whatever you want out of it.
I'm going to put alcohol in it here at work. But it says Radio Now on one side,
uh-huh.
And then it says, what, are you butthurt?
Joe always says that.
Can that be my little catchphrase? My little
tagline? I mean, like, it pretty much is. That's why I put it on there for you.
Oh, that man. Right there.
I'm going to put some liquor in this tomorrow morning.
I was going to say, if you want to drink coffee in that in the morning, 1 month subscription of me cleaning it for you, so you could get fresh coffee in it
awesome.
Every morning.
Will that also include you making me coffee?
Maybe.
Okay, wow, pork chop. Yeah, I love this, but once I bring up, I freaking hate you. I hate all you. Why? Because my gift when I get to give away tomorrow are going to suck.
Aww.
I hate that you guys care so much.
Okay, it's me.
All right. We're live, by the way, doing this present giveaway on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
You can say what up.
Merry Crimbus.
Merry Crashler.
You guys make me run outside naked, then give you gifts. Like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show.
I mean, we didn't make you run outside.
Yes. Thank you. Basically one of those light up phone cases that's like a Lumi case, but it's not a Lumi, it's the knockoff, but I still love you for it. So
it should make like your
it makes your selfies look better and stuff, which I used to have one of these, and then that was years ago. It died and I never replaced it because these are expensive. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, these are great. These make your pictures look awesome,
and it'll make your Instagram photo shoots with the Egyptian much quicker.
Exactly. And you got it in rose gold, which is so great because my phone is rose gold.
Liv,
thank you.
Helped me out with that. Thanks, Liv.
I did.
Thank you so much. And tomorrow it's Joe's turn, right?
Yep. A little nervous about that. I honestly I'm so scared, guys. Will you promise me this? No matter what, you'll at least pretend that you like it?
Yeah. I mean, last year you got me a gift card, a Panera gift card, and I loved that. I used it so much.
Okay.
Last year I got a McDonald's gift card that didn't work because he had used it.
No.
Yeah, that actually happened.
That is not true.
Yeah, that is absolutely what happened.
Are you serious?
It is not true.
And he re-gifted something to me.
Accident.
He re-gifted a claw to me that you like used to grab things because he got it when he was he had a surgery and then gave it to me. And so I got that and then a used gift card from Joe. So
awkward.
Well, we'll see what Santa Joe brings tomorrow. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Did you guys see what Post Malone got? A gift card, actually, from Dennis Rodman. Do you see where it was?
No.
Where it was from?
Was it a gift card to North Korea?
No. I don't know how often those are given out.
Dennis is friends with Kim Jong-un.
He actually got hooked up from Dennis Rodman with an Olive Garden gift card. So,
good.
Post Malone loves him some of that.
That's
so.
Right. He does. I am dying laughing on Twitter right now because of all the photos that just came out of the new like live action Aladdin that's coming out.
Okay.
Do you know about that? How like in the spring they're going to have a live action remake of Aladdin?
I've heard about it, yes. I saw the previews like online.
What is your reaction to Will Smith as the genie?
Love it.
But look at the picture. This is what everybody is freaking out. So Will Smith looks like comedian. he looks like the comedian Sinbad, and everybody's roasting him.
Wait, they couldn't get Sinbad to do it?
Well, Aladdin purists, if you will, are upset because they assumed he would be blue. like, you know, or a CGI say, or something. Like, it wouldn't be Will Smith is Aladdin like that as a normal person. It's
upset.
Just like a black guy Aladdin. And I guess Aladdin people are upset because it doesn't look like the genie. It doesn't look like
is
him.
Is Blueface looked down upon?
I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
There is a blue man group.
Nobody's upset that Will is going to be the genie, but I guess people in their minds.
I want him to be
blue. They didn't think he was going to look like this. I'll retweet this photo at Joan Alex Show on Twitter. So
Wait though. Have you guys heard any? They already have some of the music out off the new soundtrack, like for that.
Really, I haven't heard anything of it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that one new song, "Getting Genie with It." Na 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 na.
He has to do that in the movie, right? He has to do that.
Oh my gosh, that was the dumbest thing I've said all day. Cool. Wow, so much did happen today on the Joe and Alex Show. Like, if you're just tuning in now, it's like, oh crap, you missed everything. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. We have our blogs up there and the podcast. You can hear individual things, or you can listen to the entire replay. And make sure you subscribe anywhere you get podcasts at, because we're pretty much on every platform now. What's going on today, Pork Chop?
I'm so upset. Someone just sent me a DM. It says...
It goes down in the DM.
Well, do you know the movie The Goonies?
Yeah, hey,
was it? Who's is it? Chuck that does the truffle shuffle?
Chunky,
right? It says, "Girl, we need to work out," and then it's Chunky truffle shuffle.
Who sent it to you?
I don't know. One of our listeners, like imitating. That was me doing the naked run.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Porkchop had to do a nearly naked run earlier as punishment for not finishing Joe's journey.
I mean, I just don't feel bad. I'm sorry. But like all you have to do is just work out. Also, if you're concerned about your weight, like eat healthy.
Liv, how many times do I have to go over this?
The eating healthy thing.
Yeah, Porkchop says
that
he can't work
no
out.
Sense.
I didn't
and
get home
says,
till 8 p.m. last night. Like I was out all day, like just working and
why
doing
are you
stuff.
I know, but
so
like,
much.
But why can't you eat?
Because when is there?
That.
I mean, if you want to deliver it to me or cook it for
no,
me,
no. But
or
like,
make
here's
it for
the thing:
me.
We go to Panera together. We've gone like 3 times. And there's healthy options
right,
at Panera that are the same
price. The point is,
price.
I only have time to eat once a day, and if I'm going to eat once a day, it can't be like rabbit food. It actually has to fill me up to cover me for 24
then,
hours.
Yeah, have enough protein. I'm sorry, but if anything, fatty foods don't like they don't have a lot of protein, and sugary foods don't have a lot of protein.
Producer Porkchop, the world's most busiest man, only has time to eat once a
now,
day.
Yeah, where's if the tiny little
okay,
violin
if
from?
That's
him?
The case, then. I'll be out here every day by 11.
No, Porkchop, I get it. Like, if anyone gets it, it's me. I had 3 jobs, like, not too long ago. I was working all the time. I was working 70-plus
hours
a week.
Guys, do me a favor. Alex and I are trying to get out of here by 10.
I'm sorry.
So if you guys can
it doesn't matter. None of this matters. The only thing that matters is Porkchop almost naked, outside in the cold, running. Other random strangers saw it. It's fantastic. You have to watch the video on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our story.
Yeah, see that little Lincoln log of his.
Oh, wait, and before you say goodbye, I just wanted to say thank you so much to the guy in the Castleton Square Mall at a custom T-shirts and more. He helped me make your mug, Joe.
Oh, that's nice.
For your Christmas gift.
Yeah, well, hey, way to go. That thing's pretty dope.
You can also see on Instagram on our story the video of us opening our Christmas gifts today from Porkchop.
All right, well, we got a busy show tomorrow. We'll be doing Ask Alex at 7:30. We will be doing 12 Dots of Christmas, hooking you up with another Amazon Echo Dot, and so much more. So we got to get out of here for that to happen. So let's say goodbye, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop.
Bye. Bye.